Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
Step 45. There is only one mind. That mind is God's mind, and by extension, all minds. As God's mind is all mind, to whom do the nasty, judgmental, hateful thoughts that are possible for one to have come from? Again, let us visit the law of polarity. In order for manifestation to occur, the one had to function as two. Duality is mandatory for creation. Thus, the great allness had to begin functioning as masculine and feminine, fullness and emptiness, or form and content. With this perceived split, it became possible for us to think that we had two separate identities, spirit and ego. Although the truth that we manifested as spirit in matter, or spirit having an ego, eluded us, we began thinking we were our ego bodies. At that point, although our true thoughts remained linked with God, our focus was on a separation that actually did not exist, and we began thinking our egoic, individuated minds produced our thoughts. Underneath the spinning we are now calling thinking, the truth remains: God is the mind with which I think.